is Norman Gokul. I'm a research health analyst at RTI International. My presentation is entitled Factors Associated with Tobacco Use Prior to Pregnancy among pregnant women in 9 developing countries. The research was sponsored by the National Cancer Institute and the National Institute for Child Health and Human Development and conducted within a global network for women's and children's health research. At the time of this study, the NICHD-sponsored Global Network for Women's and Children's Health Research consisted of 10 research units with U.S. universities partnered with researchers in Latin America, Asia, and Africa, with RTI International serving as a data coordinating center. In 2001, the National Cancer Institute initiated a collaboration with the Global Network to conduct a survey of tobacco use among pregnant women. The participating sites included partners in Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, Ecuador, and Guatemala in Latin America, and the DRC in Zambia in Africa, 2 sites in India in the states of Karnataka and Orissa, and a site in Pakistan. We also had a site in Tibet that was part of the network. They were unable to participate in the study. The Global Network Tobacco Use Survey was a cross-sectional survey conducted in 9 countries with a total of 10 study sites. The principal objective of the survey was to examine the knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors regarding tobacco use and environmental tobacco smoke exposure of pregnant women in the Global Network countries. The questionnaire was developed using, where possible, questions from pre-existing surveys, including the Global Youth Tobacco Survey, 2000 U.S. National Health Interview Survey, and the Smoke-Free Family Screening Form. Topics included pregnant women's use of tobacco products, knowledge of health hazards, perception of the social acceptability of tobacco use for women, and exposure to marketing and counter-marketing of tobacco products, and exposure to environmental tobacco smoke, or ETS. The survey was a convenient sample of at least 700 pregnant women at each site. Survey participants were primarily women presenting for prenatal care, and depending upon the research units, area of focus, the population of study. Their study venue was either a hospital or health center, and at one site in Orissa, India, the study was conducted through a community outreach program. The survey was limited to pregnant women between the ages of 18 and 46 that were beyond the first trimester of pregnancy. And this presentation covers the results of a secondary analysis of the tobacco survey data set to examine associations with selected variables. First, we'll take a look at the results of some of the key findings from the Global Network Tobacco Use Survey. This slide looks at the cigarette smoking at the Latin American sites. We had 3 variables measuring use: ever tried, ever a regular user, and a current smoker, where ever tried cigarette smoking was determined by a participant's response to the question, have you ever tried cigarette smoking, even 1 or 2 puffs? Participants that responded affirmatively were considered to have ever experimented with cigarette smoking. All respondents who ever experimented were then asked questions to see if they had ever been a regular user. Women who had either smoked daily or had smoked 100 cigarettes were considered to have ever been a regular cigarette smoker. Looking at cigarette use here, we see that the levels of having ever tried cigarettes were high throughout the Latin American countries. Argentina, Uruguay at 75% or more. And in Latin America, we also found high levels of having ever been a regular cigarette smoker than in the other countries. And here we also show the current levels of use at the time of the survey, with Guatemala and Ecuador seeing little use, and current smoking reported in Brazil at 6%, 10% in Argentina, and 18% in Uruguay. The study sites in Africa and Asia, we found quite a different picture regarding cigarette use. Please note that the change in the from the previous slide in the scale of the y-axis. We found important levels of experimentation of cigarettes in the DRC, Pakistan, and Zambia, yet almost none in the sites in India. The asterisks there represent results with fewer than five affirmative responses for those categories. In Pakistan, although 10% of women had ever tried cigarette smoking, about one-third of those women went on to become regular smokers, and most were smoking during pregnancy at the time of that survey. Here we look at the use of other tobacco products, and here use variables were defined similarly as to those for cigarette smoking. But regarding the use of other tobacco products, we asked, have you ever tried any other forms of tobacco besides cigarettes? Participants who responded affirmatively were considered to have ever experimented with a particular tobacco product, and all respondents who had ever experimented were then asked questions to see if they had ever been a regular user. Again, similar to with cigarette smoking, women who had either used the product daily or had used the product 100 times were considered to have ever been a regular user of the product. Looking at the results, the use of other tobacco products was negligible in the Latin American sites and Zambia, thus I don't show any results here in this slide. However, there were more significant use in the DRC and the two Indian sites, with some use in Pakistan. Most notably in Orissa, India, 34% of the women surveyed that had ever tried another tobacco product. Virtually all of them went on to become a regular user. At the time of the survey, they were current users of tobacco products. And some of the products that we found in use in the DRC, we found snuff and chewing tobacco. In the two sites in India, chewing tobacco and tooth powder. In Pakistan, we found beedies, chewing tobacco, and snuff among those tobacco products used. With regard to attitudes, here we show the acceptability of tobacco use. Respondents were asked if they thought it was acceptable for women in their community to smoke cigarettes. They were also asked if they thought it was acceptable for women in their community to use other tobacco products. In this slide, we only show the acceptability with regard to cigarette use in Latin America. And here we found that acceptability was especially high in Argentina and Uruguay, with about one-third of the women responding affirmatively. In the African and Asian sites, acceptability of women's cigarette smoking was much lower. But also wanted to note that we did actually, as I mentioned before, we did ask them about the use of other products. And as you might expect, the acceptability of women using other tobacco products was much higher in the Indian sites than for cigarette smoking, as shown here. Here we're looking at environmental tobacco smoke exposure for women and children. The blue bars represent smoking permitted in the home. The green bars represent high exposure of pregnant women to environmental tobacco smoke. And the yellow bars represent high exposure of young children. We consider young children 5 years old or younger. Many pregnant women reported that the smoking of cigarettes or other tobacco products was permitted in the home, including over 90% of respondents in Pakistan, and more than half in Orissa, India, Argentina, and Uruguay. In Pakistan, 50% of the respondents reported that they were frequently or always exposed to tobacco smoke indoors, and 51% reported that their young children were frequently or always exposed to tobacco smoke indoors. Pregnant women and children exposure was common at other sites as well, with more than 25% of pregnant women having reported frequently or always being exposed to tobacco smoke indoors in Argentina, Uruguay, and Brazil, with more than 15% reporting that their young children were frequently or always exposed to tobacco smoke indoors in Brazil, Uruguay, and Karnataka, India. For the analysis of factors associated with the history of use, we selected variables from each of the major categories of topics in the survey. These included variables in the categories of sociodemographic variables, environmental tobacco smoke exposure variables, attitudes regarding tobacco use, exposure to marketing in both advertising for tobacco products as well as advertising against tobacco products, knowledge of the risk of tobacco use, and other tobacco-related questions such as whether household members in some capacity worked with tobacco products, and whether respondents lived with one or more tobacco users. For our statistical analyses, to examine the associations, we generated separate logistic models for each study site using ever tried tobacco products and ever regular user of tobacco products as a dependent variables for each model. We used a backward selection with type 1 error of 0.05 to determine associations with the selected variables, calculated R-squares and odds ratios. Based upon the results of the models generated for ever-tried tobacco products, variables associated with ever-tried tobacco products that were common in at least three countries were included in the models for each site. And we also calculated p-values. And here we present our results for the models for ever-tried tobacco products. The figures in bold blue were statistically significant in our models, where living with one or more tobacco users, high ETS exposure, and women's acceptability of use, and years of education were found to be significantly associated with having ever tried tobacco products, either cigarettes or other tobacco products. Respondents reporting tobacco use in the home were found to be 1.6 to 2.4 times more likely to have ever tried tobacco products. High ETS exposure was positively associated with having ever tried tobacco products. In Zambia, for example, the odds of having ever tried tobacco products for those women that reported high ETS exposure were had three times the odds of for those women that reported low or no exposure. Similarly, a positive association with having ever tried tobacco was identified for pregnant women that felt that the use of tobacco products was acceptable. With regard to education, the results were a little mixed depending upon the country. For example, in Argentina and Guatemala and DRC, the respondents with less than 6 years of education were less likely to have ever tried tobacco products. In contrast, the two India sites with less than 6 years of education, respondents with less than 6 years of education were more likely to have ever tried tobacco products. Then we looked at models for ever a regular user. And this table shows the results of the multivariate analyses for ever a regular user. We don't show the results for DRC or Zambia here because there's no significant reports of regular use. Living with one or more tobacco users was found to be positively associated with ever having been a regular user of tobacco products, with odds ratios ranging from 1.9 to 2.5. High ETS exposure is also positively associated with odds ratios from 2.2 to 3.2. And there's also a positive association with women's acceptability of the use of tobacco products with odds ratios ranging from 1.7 to 2.7. And again, with regard to education, we found differences amongst the countries. And depending upon the country, the odds the direction of the odds were different. So with regard to our discussion, we found that our results suggest that pregnant women's cigarette use is a current or emerging problem for the sites in Latin America, whereas the smokeless tobacco use is a problem at the study sites in India. The data also suggests that the ETS exposure is common and often heavy across all sites. And our findings suggest that the pregnant women that have experimented or have regularly used tobacco products in the past are currently more likely to live in an environment with increased potential for environmental tobacco smoke exposure. With regard to our limitations, data were collected by self-report. Thus, given the stigma associated with tobacco use for women, especially pregnant women, our results may underestimate the scope of the problem. We also used a convenience sample. Therefore, our results may not be representative of the country. Results cannot be generalized to non-pregnant women or to other age groups of women. Respondents may have differed in other ways besides the country of origin. For example, literacy, employment, and geographic setting that may account for some of the differences that we found in our survey. Also, we had small numbers of use in some countries that limited the capacity of our analyses. So in conclusion, found that tobacco use by pregnant women threatens ongoing efforts to improve maternal and child health outcomes in developing countries. And we believe it's crucial to put in place surveillance and interventions, both policy and program, to the impact tobacco use and environmental tobacco smoke exposure in pregnant and reproductive age women, and also that it's necessary to implement strategies to prevent experimentation and use by girls and young women to promote a tobacco-free environment for pregnancy and childbearing. And I'd just like to acknowledge the country coordinators that participate in our tobacco use survey within the global network and our global network tobacco use survey team. Thank you very much.